So, what was Valentine's Day like for you? For singles, it can be a disappointing people, but only Christ never disappoints us. Unfortunately, Valentine's Day promotes an idea that, in order to feel loved, one must have a Valentine. Perfect. But you know, that's just not the right way to think. The fact of the matter is that only Jesus is the perfect heart's needs. He himself says to us, in essence, be mine. Have you let down your guard with Jesus Christ? Let down your guard and let him come into your heart afresh and focus on his love for you. Yes, Jesus still loves you, and nothing can stop his love for you. We must trust Jesus. And let us remember that Malachi 3:17 applies to each Christian. That scripture says, "And they shall be mine," says the Lord of hosts. Did you catch that? "And they shall be mine." I just had to point that out. Anyway, back to the scripture. "And they shall be mine," says the Lord of hosts, "in that day when I publicly recognize and openly declare them to be my jewels, my special possession, my peculiar treasure. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him." Isn't that a beautiful scripture? Let's pray together today and ask the Lord to help us to love him as he commands and to love others even as he has loved us. The main thing, folks, we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face and remember that that's what's important about this life and the next. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so extravagantly, so immeasurably. And we ask, Lord, that we would love you with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, all of our minds, all of our strengths. Help us to love you fully. And we ask that you would help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We recognize we cannot do this in our own strength. We recognize that we need you to help us to receive and give your love today. Just please empower us with your Holy Spirit to be vessels of your love, grace, hope, truth. Just help us to be vessels of you. We thank you, Lord, that you love us no matter how we feel. And we pray now that you, Lord Jesus, would be exalted in our lives, that we would love you in deed, in word, and truth. And we pray right now with those who have not yet accepted you. Please come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. Be our Savior and Lord. We repent of our sins and we turn to you. Lord, we rely on you. We give our lives to you. Help us to live out our love for you and your love in us all the while. We cast our cares upon you. We pray for all the prayer requests that have come in. And we ask for your best for each one. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, prayer tip of the week. It's time for us to not focus on how our own hearts feel. It's so easy to get, you know, well, cross-eyed, if you will. You know, looking down at ourselves and just, you know, but we need to be instead looking to the cross and remember that that's true love and that that's what matters and that we need to focus on Jesus. So let's make a special effort to remember to tell God that we love him too when we pray and by our actions. Do I hear an amen? All right. So remember, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. You can Actually, you can let us know praise reports too. Yes, so feel free to do that. If you have a praise report, feel free to email us at info@prayingpals.org. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening. And remember that Jesus still loves you.